The following is an interview for the Showman Session, approximate duration 5 minutes, an interview with Alan Rowe, a well-known Australian radio and stage entertainer, who is now over here in London and is doing very well. Well, it's good to meet up with you again, Alan. How long is it since you left Australia?
Oh, about 15 months ago, Denzel.
In Australia, if I remember rightly, you were billed as the man with the voice for every occasion. Have you been doing similar work over here?
Oh, yes, very similar work. I, of course, have had to alter my routines round a bit and make them more topical to fit in with situations and localities here, but I'm concentrating on the same sort of thing, characters, voices and original ideas and scripts.
You find that the same characters that we knew in Australia are popular over here?
Oh, yes, they go down fairly well. You remember the fellow who used to be in the shows out there called Slugsy? I used to get out in the morning and there were those slippery and slimy slugs shivering all over me slats and I had to go out and slosh them. He goes down quite well. And then Sir Echo and little Sir Echo, remember?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm no good. How are you?
You remember those two?
Yes.
And, of course, the... Danny Dribbledingle, the bubble man. They go down extra.
Wasn't
well.
There, if I remember rightly, a gentleman who used to whistle, have something
with
his teeth?
Oh, yes. That was old Sam Sizzlewhistle, yes. He used to whistle through his teeth like that. He's a very amusing character, yes.
They're quite popular over here.
I can imagine they would be. And what was your first job of work?
Well, I worked on various concerts and did some cabaret work in the West End. And then I finally got a break with the BBC in a show which was actually compared by the very, very glamorous Frances Day.
Oh, that's the girl that's lost in the fog with the dog and so on.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm just a little girl lost in the fog. That's the same Frances Day.
Frances is always a very crazy person on the air. What sort of a person is she in real life, Alan?
Oh, well, she's very much the same, you know. She's got a lot of life about her, and she does a marvellous job comparing her show. She's got plenty of vitality, and she's full of fun, and goes down very well indeed.
And who were some of the other artists that you appeared with on the BBC shows?
Oh, well, in, for example, Variety Bandbox. I've done several broadcasts there. There was Reginald Dixon. That's not the organist, by the way. That's Reg Dixon, who's taken over the leading comedy role in Zip Goes a Million, the show which was starring George Formby before he became ill and retired. And I've also worked with Petula Clark, Jimmy Young, Nan Kenway and Douglas Young, Terry Thomas, and all those many others.
Mm-hmm. And what are your immediate plans now?
Well, at the moment, I've signed up a contract with the Stoll Theatres, commencing on the 30th of June. I'm opening at Leicester, and we'll probably do the whole tour. I've also been up to Scotland, entertained in the theatres there, and also I did a week out at a place called East Ham, which is actually a cine variety. They give the people a whole full picture show, same as they do at home there, and also an hour of variety thrown in, consists of about 6 variety acts.
Well, the whole show run about 4 hours then?
About 4 hours, yes.
Speaking generally, Alan, getting away from show business for the moment, how do you find living conditions here? I mean, so what about the food situation, for example?
Well, there's plenty of food over here in England, Den, but trouble is you can't always get what you want. You see, there's a story about the fellow who went down to the butcher's to pick up his weekly meat ration. And yeah, it was so small they had to wrap it up in a used tram ticket. But terrible tragedy. When he got home, it was gone. It had fallen out through the hole. It's rather an exaggeration, though. Yeah. Of course, one thing I'm very, very upset about is I'm very, very fond of oysters. I remember popping into those shops in Elizabeth Street and having a dozen oysters on a plate for about 2 bob or 2 and 6 with a nice little bowl of sauce and bread and butter. But over here, the jolly things are about 12 bob a dozen, and I haven't had an oyster. I mean, I positively refuse to pay 1 shilling for 1 oyster, you know.
It's rather high, isn't it? Now, speaking once again as a showman, would you have any advice to offer generally to young Australians? There are very many of them coming over to England at the present time, hoping to break into the really big time. Have you any advice for those people?
Yes, quite seriously, I'd say if you're coming over here, come by all means and try your luck. The competition here is very, very fierce. Try and be original in everything you do, but above all, bring plenty of money, because you'll need it. The cost of living over here is quite high, really, and you need to bring the hide of an elephant, you know. You've got to take plenty of kicks at the start, particularly, and you need plenty of patience. But if you have those 3 qualifications, well, you'll succeed, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Alan, and we wish you all the very best of success With your future here in England. Incidentally, do you intend to return home to Australia at any time in the near future?
Well, I haven't any definite plans. Of course, I like most Australians over here, get very, very homesick. I miss my friends, my business acquaintances, and most of all, my family. I send them my best wishes if they're listening. Good luck. God bless.